USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and the First Lady will host a state dinner for combatant commanders in the state dining room. That'll be taking place at 6:30 this evening. It's also Fed Day. Central bank officials are expected to announce another rate increase at 2 p.m. Eastern. Officials say it's the fastest series of rate hikes in 40 years in an attempt to curb inflation. Texas authorities say the illegal immigrant suspected of killing five of his neighbors with an AR-15 rifle in their Cleveland, Texas home was taken into custody in Montgomery County last night, ending a days-long manhunt. 38-year-old Francisco Oropesa, a Mexican national whom authorities named as a suspect in Friday's shootings, was taken into custody without incident. The arrest took place about 17 miles west of the murder scene. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul last night after the arrest.
We don't let up. We've always said it's not a matter of if, but a matter of when the suspect can be caught, and we're extremely glad that today is the when.
The White House is taking a new strategy to get its judicial nominees through a tricky Senate process that has gotten even harder with the absence of Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California. President Biden today will nominate four new judges for openings on federal district courts. With Border Patrol officials announcing over 22,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States in the last few days, the Biden administration has been preparing for this expected surge for years and now has a plan. The Biden administration is launching migrant processing centers in Central and South America and deploying 1,500 additional soldiers to the border in anticipation of Title 42 pandemic ending next Thursday. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard seized a Panamanian-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz this morning, the second such capture by Tehran in under a week. This is USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week that a default could come as soon as June 1st if action is not taken to expand the national debt. Republicans in the House have passed a budget to slightly increase the debt ceiling and make cuts to government spending and curb inflation, spurring both parties to double down on their debt ceiling strategies. There is an epidemic of loneliness and isolation in America, according to the U.S. Surgeon General.
Dr. Vivek Murthy said a lack of human connection in the U.S. is increasing people's chances of dying early by 60%. The report cited research which showed roughly half of American adults are experiencing loneliness every single day, something that happened even before the pandemic. The Surgeon General said it is time for the U.S. to take this as seriously as initiatives addressing obesity, tobacco use, and addiction. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Garden State ranks among the best top 20 states in a U.S. News survey.
In its latest annual ranking of states, U.S. News and World Report has ranked New Jersey 19th nationwide, with a study highlighting its universities and leading technology firms. The study looked at states' health care, crime, education, and the economy. The Garden State ranked first among all states in its pre-K through 12th grade performance. It ranked in the bottom half of states in its economy, fiscal stability, and the environment. I'm Skip Kelly.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Forget where you left the keys. Forget where you parked the car. Forget to feed the kids. As we get older, we forget things. Forget no more. Vita Memory Max restores your brain power to get you back to life without all the clutter. Work more efficiently. Get back on track with Vita Memory Max. Go to VitaMemoryMax.com. That's VitaMemoryMax.com. Don't forget, VitaMemoryMax.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month's supply. Details at VitaMemoryMax.com.